My name's John Wardle. I'm Professor of Public Health at Southern Cross University, and I'm also the Foundation Director of the National Centre for Naturopathic Medicine.
All right. Dr. Wardle, tell us, how did you get interested in Ayurveda and, generally speaking, how did you get an interest in it?
Well, I think like a lot of people, I came to this as, the sort of wounded healer. There were some health issues that I had, so asthmatic as a young boy, I had dengue fever in Rockhampton, and that's sort of the long sequelae that comes after that. And these are quite complex conditions that I guess conventional medicine has difficulties in dealing with, but a lot of traditional approaches have, really, really great solutions for. So, in my searches for better health, and not getting results in the conventional sector, I found Ayurveda and a number of other treatments and became a convert.
Could you tell us a bit more about your role currently in terms of Ayurveda?
Yeah, of course. I'm a professor of public health, and it's interesting, my interest in public health came from my interest in traditional medicine. So a lot of the concepts that inform Ayurveda, that idea of positive health, not just negative one to zero, but zero to one, and that idea of holistic treatments, mind-body-spirit connection, that idea of one health we've spoken about before, where, different connections are actually really important, have all been in Ayurvedic medicine a lot longer before we've recognized them in what we now call one health. It's interesting, a lot of the concepts that I was attracted to, I found out first in traditional medicine, and then I found in public health, conventional medicine. So, I always describe, Ayurveda has many of the concepts in place that public health wants. public health wants to have some of these concepts. And so, in many ways, I ended up in this field because of that interest. Mm-hmm. Worked in public health schools, but now I've been fortunate enough to actually move to Southern Cross University to start up a centre in traditional medicine, which, works in Ayurvedic medicine, naturopathic medicine. We do a lot of work in things like traditional African medicine too, but just getting the wisdom of traditional knowledge and combining it with, the best scientific evidence for, what really needs to be the new modern medicine.
Just wanted to ask you that in Australia, what do you think is the general level of awareness with regards to Ayurveda? And if people want to access Ayurveda, what is the best way to go forward here?
It's interesting. Australia doesn't have a lot of professional infrastructure in terms of Ayurveda. There's no university course like there are in other countries. There's, it's not as established in terms of integration as it is, but there's a really advanced, connected and professional group of practitioners. So the Australasian Association of Ayurvedic is really really, really quite reputable, I think, as one of the more reputable traditional medicine associations. Naveen Shukla has done a really great job in that group. I would always recommend people go to that association if they do have more information. There are practitioners everywhere. There are, there's a lot of products in the pharmacy and health food store and other shelves, and some of them are good and some of them aren't good. So speaking to an Ayurvedic health practitioner will be really helpful in that. And I think Australia is unique. It's a multicultural country for one thing, so we've got the benefit of learning from different cultures. But Australians generally have always looked outside the conventional health system for answers. So there's been an openness to things like Ayurveda in countries like Australia that's probably more than you see in other places. And so, Australians want it. We just don't get to get it as much as we could. And so I think there's a real opportunity there.
Yeah. And just last question. How important do you think it is to preserve this knowledge and, make sure that, of course, it has to, be scientific as well with all the tests and things like that. But how important it is to kind of, for people at large to know about Ayurveda, for better health, for, as you said, one health, that holistic healing, the concept of mind, body and soul, those kind of concepts that have been there in Ayurveda for thousands of years.
It's essential. Like a lot of the knowledge that is in traditional, a lot of that traditional knowledge, it might be in more floral terms or, sound a bit, different. But a lot of the really modern core scientific concepts are validating that in different ways. So, you know, for example, the impact of gut health on health more generally, or inflammation. You know, these things are concepts that were in Ayurveda and a whole host of other medicines before. Now we call it, you know, microbiome and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So we have fancier names for it now, but it's all from concepts that, you know, traditional knowledge owners have known for a long, long time. So I think it's really good to reconnect with that traditional knowledge, and Ayurveda is a, you know, really easy traditional medicine system to sort of get deep into that. And there is, you know, just there's a lot more, you know, codified and sort of, you know, reputable resources to jump into that knowledge. And I think it's, you know, it's essential that we don't lose that knowledge, because a lot of our new knowledge actually comes from that